I'm Walt Lindelow with Look at What's Going On in Our Community. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak with Dan Skews, superintendent of the Negaunee Public Schools. Their Board of Education has approved the administration to move ahead with a pair of improvement projects. And here's what's in the works with Dan Skews.
The first is the Negaunee Public Schools Hall of Fame. We are going to have that placed in the lower lobby of Lakeview's gym. The concession stand used to be down there, but when we built a new concession stand a couple of summers ago, that area has kind of been vacant. So we're going to dress that area up and have it be a place where we can recognize past alumni who have made some significant contributions to Negaunee Public Schools. There are several criteria that will be in place that we'll start advertising on both our Facebook page and in our district newsletter. But we are really looking forward to that. We're looking at our inaugural induction ceremony happening during Pioneer Days, the Wednesday of that week. I can't remember the day, maybe July 8th, that is. So we're really looking forward to getting that committee together, having voting members get established, and it'll be fun. We looked at a couple of different districts in the UP who have Hall of Fames. We looked at the UP Sports Hall of Fame and took bits and pieces from those and made our own. And we're really looking forward to that.
That's really going to create a good space there, I think, for people when they come in and walk into the gym and everything that really bonds it to Negaunee.
Mm-hmm. It is going to be really neat because it does still serve as an entrance into the gym. And other than the two bathrooms that are down there in an entrance, it's kind of become a place for a catch-all for storage, right?
It's due for something, and this is a good way of recognizing mm-hmm. the history and everything of the schools.
Yeah, we're really excited.
Also, I know at the board meeting we were talking before we went on that you guys in the district are kind of looking to build some things together to get some improvements and updates.
Right, yeah. We also received approval last night to continue to move forward with a bond proposal that we will be rolling out to our community in the August 18th election of 2020. Some of the highlights in that proposal are some updating of the media centers at both the high school and middle school, window replacement at the middle school, renovating a majority of the classrooms at Lakeview. And then we're also going to look at enclosing the three tennis courts on Arch Street near football field. We wouldn't keep them all as tennis courts, of course, but it would be more of a multi-purpose area for our spring athletes who we get such a late start for our spring athletic seasons
right.
up here,
exactly.
But would also be available for our community to use as well. So we don't know the specifics of that yet, other than the fact that it'll be a place where we could have baseball, softball, soccer, tennis, track and field. And then some of our fall sports, when they run into some difficult weather, could move into there for indoor practices as well.
So you'd be looking at having this then in front of voters coming up this summer.
Yep. The summer of 2020, I believe the August election is on the 18th of August.
That's Dan Skews, superintendent of the Negaunee Public Schools. With a look at what's happening in our community for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.